better way to bank. The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back, everybody, to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, just after 9:33. We earlier had Superintendent Cliff Williams of Riley County and Superintendent Brady Burton of Blue Valley Randolph. If you missed that, you can go back a little later today online at newsradiokman.com. Click the On Demand tab. You can go back and listen to that. You can listen to any In Focus as long as we've archived them. I am now here with Candace McIntosh and Seth Kelso. We're going to talk about Girls on the Run at the Flint Hills and a tee-off for youth event. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, give us, what are we talking about here? What's the benefit, time and place, all that fun stuff?
All right. We this is our second year hosting tee-off for youth charity golf tournament here in Manhattan. McCarthy Mortensen team has teamed up with us to really engage a different group of people here in the town to support the youth here in Manhattan. So the recipients of the benefit go to Girls on the Run and the Schools of Hope program. And so we're really thrilled to have this partnership, and it supports our programs in ways that we just can't imagine to have these funding for scholarships and things like that for our girls. So.
And Seth, your employer's the host of this, correct?
Yeah, so McCarthy Mortensen and BAFA Joint Venture has sponsored this event for second year in a row. The event this year is this Friday at 9 a.m. at Colbert Hills. We have several teams, I think about 24 teams so far, but we're still taking a few more. And actually, sponsorships, if anyone still wants to sponsor Girls on the Run and Schools of Hope, that closes today. So there's a website that we can put out there where you guys can, if you're interested, go out there and sponsor Manhattan's local youth, Girls on the Run and Schools of Hope.
And that website is?
GOTRFlinthills.org.
And those programs you talked about, Girls on the Run, Schools of Hope, but give us a little background on what they're about and what they do.
Absolutely. So Girls on the Run's a positive youth development program for girls in grades 3rd through 8th grade. We really just teach the girls the whole girl. We focus on emotional, social, physical health, and incorporate running throughout that. We have a culminating 5K that happens at the end of each spring or fall season where the girls have really set that goal to run a 5K. They've worked on it all season long with their families and with their coaches at each of their sites. Our program takes place in Geary, Riley, Pott, and Clay County. And so we have around 150 girls each season that participate in the program. The Schools of Hope program is a mentoring program that happens in schools with volunteer mentors that really focus on literacy and engage the youth, making sure that they're really hitting those literacy goals by the end of third grade.
So doing all sorts of good, productive stuff. 785-537-1350. Is the number to call if you have any questions. Again, here with Candace McIntosh and Seth Kelso. And there is no run associated with this event, right? This is purely a golf outing.
Yeah, right. You can run to your next hole if you really get inspired to. But
nice.
No, but the purpose of it is, kind of twofold for McCarthy Mortensen. It allows us to give back to the community, especially for youth programs that get girls and other kids away from their iPods and iPads and interacting with peers and adults and just developing confidence. You know, that's kind of a key keystone for Girls on the Run is developing confidence. So, you know, both McCarthy and Mortensen are always looking for charities like that.
And how's your guys' golf games? You guys can be out there at the swinging clubs?
No, I think we're just going to be out there, make sure everyone has a good time and has what they need. If they need to buy another mulligan, we'll have that to sell.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I would need quite a few of those. Well, the last time I golfed, it wasn't bad. I'd taken quite a bit of a break because the time I golfed before to that, I don't think I even finished a round. I got a little frustrated, to say the least. But definitely a great event. And again, if you can just go, for anybody just joining in, if you can just again go over that time and what they need to know as far as how to register and those things.
So the event is this Friday, August 25th. We're going to have a shotgun start at 9 a.m. We have breakfast at 8. And then we will. You can go to our website at gotrflinthills.org, and we have all of the information on both sponsorship and team registration on there. So we have 24 teams, around 27 sponsors. So we're looking. We're gonna have a good group, and the weather is amazing on Friday. So that's looking good for us.
Yeah, high of 83, 10 mile an hour wind. You know, it'll be real nice.
That is perfect. Perfect weather. And you said this is the second year for this, right? I guess real quick, talk about the – you talked about those sponsors. You talked about the excitement with this. Has it really grown from that first year you guys tried this?
The participation level has. We have more golfers, more teams this year, right, Seth?
Yeah, I think we had around, 70, 80 players last year. We should peak 100 this year. So definitely the participation has grown. A lot of repeats from last year. So hopefully, we'll do this again next year and we'll get a lot of repeats. So it'll continue to grow.
And again, benefiting Schools of Hope and Girls on the Run. Very good. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. And we encourage you to come out, have a good time, enjoy the great weather, take the day off on Friday. I'm sure your boss won't mind.
Well, since you said it, maybe that might work a little bit. That might
give
me a little leverage.
Yeah. Appreciate that. So fast.
Oh. He's on the other side of the glass. Thanks so much for coming on. When we come back, we will speak with Honor Flight co-presidents Mike and Connie Van Campen right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.